And we are back, winding down the first week of the growth and development of jazz. Jazz rock, or fusion, as it was known, made use of many of the aspects of jazz and even more of rock, funk, and soul. First, I will play two of the early recordings from this style, the Mahavishnu Orchestra playing Celestial Terrestrial Commuter, and then the band Return to Forever Majestic Dance. Both recordings make use of not only the electric guitar played in a rock style, but a host of other instruments and techniques that only a few years earlier were considered taboo in mainstream jazz. Synthesizers, electric violins, overdubbing, studio effects like reverb and feedback, just to name a few. Many of the artists on these first two recordings have direct links to hard bop and even bebop. John McLaughlin, the guitarist on the first recording, performed with Miles Davis in the late 60s, as did the pianist and drummer on the second recording. The bassist on the second recording, Stanley Clark, played with Dexter Gordon and Sonny Rollins early in his career. So here we have two classics from the jazz rock era.
Thank you.
I'm going to try to push the envelope just a little bit and fit in one more recording before I take my final break for this final hour of the first week of the growth and development of jazz. I'm going to play a recording from 1976 from Weather Report. This is another band that has some close ties to the Miles Davis band. But also, this band takes a little different tack towards this jazz rock fusion. We're going to find that it sounds a little bit more like what we might consider pop music when they get into the main theme of the work. So we're going to hear Birdland by Weather Report. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back to see if we can wrap this up with regard to what is jazz, or what sorts of things can we use when we're trying to figure out whether or not a piece is going to pass the muster. Is it jazz?